Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome to the show. I tell you what, you hold off on telephone calls right now because I want to get expert legal analysis on the Supreme Court decision on the Biden vaccine mandate. And joining us right now is prominent attorney Paul Cambria. Paul, thanks very much for taking the time and trouble to be with us. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
All right, so give us Paul Cambria's take overall on the Supreme Court striking down the vaccine mandate for businesses, but backing the mandate for healthcare workers.
Well, what they said, at least their reasoning, was that with regard to healthcare workers, there was precedent for it with OSHA. With regard to regular businesses, there was no precedent and there was no apparent authority given to OSHA to do this by Congress. And it was interesting to see, you know, who joined what. In knocking it out, it was not a surprise to knock out the 100 employees or more to see it was the whole conservative wing. I mean, it was Roberts, Alito, Thomas, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, and Barrett, with the three dissenters, you know, being Sotomayor, Kagan, and Breyer. On the healthcare side, however, where the court basically upheld that, saying there was precedent for it, you see the liberals, which you obviously expected that, but then they were joined by Roberts and Kavanaugh, and that gave them a 5-4 majority. With the dissent being, it seemed like it's interesting, Thomas was so vocal on all this. He asked questions, and Thomas, of course, not known for asking questions, and he also wrote a dissent. So you see Thomas, Gorsuch, Barrett, and Alito, they wouldn't have even granted the vaccine requirement on healthcare workers. And they were just 100% against any mandates.
You know, when I was in school, I remember hearing about the 14th Amendment, which guaranteed equal protection of the law to everybody. Why is this not a 14th Amendment issue for healthcare workers?
Well, because it's a different category. You know, usually when you look at equal protection, it's people similarly situated. And a regular employee at an office is in a different situation than a healthcare worker. So you can see the court saying, well, wait a minute, we're now talking basically like first responders for medicine, where there are people infected. There is disease in and disease out every day, all day. And so it's a different set of facts. So it's not apples and apples. And I can see that they made that distinction based on the sensitivity of the healthcare environment.
And what did the dissenters say in backing no mandate for healthcare workers, even though they're on the losing side?
Well, their basic position is there's no authority for this to come from OSHA. And if Congress did it, that'd be a different situation. But Congress didn't, and there's just no authority for it, period.
Something that confuses a lot of people, and you see this all over the place in social media, a mandate is not a law. What does Paul Cambria say?
Well, the law is only made by a legislature, And a mandate is a product or an outcropping, if you will, of authority delegated by a legislature. So if or the Constitution. So here, basically what they're saying is OSHA doesn't have the innate power to do it, and OSHA wasn't granted the power to do it by the Congress, by legislation. And so, I mean, that's how they analyze it.
Now, let's take this a little bit further into the weeds, if we may. Paul Cambria is analyzing the Supreme Court decision on the Biden vaccine mandate. If you work for a business with 100 or more employees, you're off the hook in terms of the federal mandate. If you're in healthcare, you are not off the hook. You are still going to be subject to the Biden mandate if your healthcare facility receives federal funds, and I'm pretty sure it does. Between Medicare and Medicaid, you are going to be on the hook. So let's just get into the weeds just a little bit. Now, as far as the just because Biden's mandate was struck down, that does not preclude, does it, Paul, a private employer from instituting his or her own vaccine mandate?
Yeah, a private employer can do whatever they want that isn't discriminatory, that isn't a violation of somebody's individual rights. You know, it isn't some kind of, discrimination or something like that. You know, like there was one rule for all people 40 and under and one rule for people 40 and over, you know, without any factual basis, you know, that kind of thing. So, yes, a private employer can do that. Remember, on this mandate, however, for healthcare workers, there is no substitute. For the 100 employee situation, they were going to allow testing and masking on a weekly basis, testing, masking on a daily basis. There is no such exception for the healthcare workers. They have to be vaccinated or they don't work. And so, you know, you're going to see there's obviously going to be a ripple effect here on that. I was concerned. Our law firm employs over 100 people. And the thing that was troubling was you can't get the testing kits. And it was like, how are we going to test the people? You know, and we only had a few who didn't want to be vaccinated. And it was, okay, well, this mandate says you can be tested, but where do you get the test kits? And so fortunately for us anyway, you know, we no longer have that. We have our own rules in place about masking and distancing and sanitization and so on. But in the healthcare side, there is no exception. You have to be vaccinated. If you're not, you're out.
Now, Paul, let me ask about states' rights in this. I know a lot of people in healthcare who are either already in or planning on moving to Florida, including one obstetrician who resigned from Sisters Hospital, Dr. Jamie Opst. She was on my show. She was moving her family to Florida, and she was going to work for a hospital in Florida. Did her decision actually result in no gain to her? Will she still have to be vaccinated in the state of Florida?
Who knows? I don't know what their rule is there. I mean, yes.
No, I believe the rule in Florida is you cannot mandate a vaccine for employment.
Right, I get it. But the federal law takes precedence. So the OSHA mandate will apply. If she's into healthcare and she's in Florida and they're getting federal funds, the federal law applies.
And is there any way that the state attorney general in Florida can appeal that to the Supreme Court, or is this the final word, no more appeal?
Well, they could try to. I mean, you can always appeal, but it doesn't look like there's any room for success there because this is a nationwide federal requirement. OSHA's federal, and that's a federal requirement nationwide. And so it's like, you know, income tax, federal income tax. There may be certain states that don't like it for their citizens. They can't do anything about it.
Now, Paul Cambria, the Jacobson case is often cited from 1905, and the defendant in that case was ordered to pay a $5 fine. Tell us about the precedents with respect to vaccine mandates that basically said you either get a shot or you lose your livelihood. What you mentioned the precedents before. Can you give us one that we might have heard of?
Well, first of all, Jacobson case is, you know, something that happened a long time ago, based on due process, a little bit different than what we've been arguing here. Things have changed. Factual situations have changed since then. I mean, that case was used successfully by a number of government attorneys, and there were a bunch of cases that I had, some of which were with your buddies at Hogan and Willig, some were not, and they were just us or just them, and Jacobson was finally ignored, as it should have been. It
right.
was kind of an apples to oranges deal.
But there have been, I mean, are you telling us that there have actually been cases where workers in the past, due to OSHA regulations, have been fired for not complying with vaccine requirements?
Yeah, they don't comply. What happens is you're jeopardizing now the federal aid that goes to these healthcare institutions, because the federal government is saying to them, you receive our money and these are our rules. Well, if you don't follow their rules, they can withhold the money. So they're not about to do that, and they will say to an employee, look, that's the rule. You can't follow it. Don't come to work. And that's how it's going to go.
Now, not in New York State, but there are still medical exemptions that are available in New York State, but religious exemptions are not. The rest of the country, except the two other states that don't allow the religious exemptions, it would be possible to get a medical exemption if you can get a doctor to sign off, correct?
Yeah, and it has to be one that's recognized. You know, I mean, some people say, oh, well, it makes it a little hard for me to breathe. You know, that's not going to cut it. That was in the mask situation. You know, they're saying, so in other words, something with a vaccine, you're going to have to show some reason why you can't have a vaccine. I really haven't heard of any cases where someone was medically unable to have a vaccine. Have you? I haven't.
Yes. Actually, a clinical pharmacist emailed me last week, and she lost her hearing after receiving the vaccine. One of my regular callers, Ron, his wife was in good health. After the first vaccine, she had a heart attack. After the second vaccine, she had TIAs, mini strokes. And I believe that would be sufficient empirical cause for a doctor to write a medically unable to tolerate the vaccine note.
Yeah, but they'd have to show with pathology that was the cause of those maladies.
I don't know how they would do that with pathology.
Right.
Common sense would say that, yeah, you know what, probably is vaccine related. Let's err on the side of caution, because the first rule of medicine is do no harm.
Yeah, I don't think it would work that way. I think they'd have to actually show a connection and not just a coincidence.
All right, Paul Cambria, I want to thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate it kindly. Paul Cambria on WBEN. Boy, that's just going to generate a lot of phone calls, so.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right. And by the way, when Paul Cambria talks about his buddies at Hogan Willig, Steve Cohen thinks the world of Paul Cambria. And, I mean, the legal community is very, very small. Everybody knows each other. I've learned that through my daughter, and I guess I've learned it a little bit through this job. The Exergen WBEN 7 forecast tonight, snow, but nothing really to pile up. 32 the low. Tomorrow, a morning flurry, clouds and sun, 26. And I would fill up the gas tank before the weekend, because Saturday we're going into that deep freeze, the high temperature of 7. Right now it's 36 degrees at News Radio 930 WBEN, and I'd much rather be outside filling the gas tank today than on Saturday, because it's a lot warmer. I mean, after we had some of those bitingly cold temperatures, it's funny how your body adjusts, and hey, it's 36. It feels rather balmy out here. So anyway, you heard Paul Cambria, and he answered some of the questions. Well, he answered all the questions that I had, but the question that is most interesting to me, and you'll forgive me, I need to take a sip of liquid because these anti-spasm meds dry out my mouth. So hold on. Anti-spasm meds? Yeah. Anyway, it's a short-term thing. So anyway, let me just put this out there. You are a healthcare worker. All right, you might be in laundry, food services, maintenance, mechanical HVAC servicing, which I guess would be building maintenance. You might be a doctor, a nurse, an LPN, a PA, DO, which is also a doctor. The ruling today has really, I would think, has really put you in a bind, because if you go now to work at a hospital in Florida, the federal law is going to trump any ban on vaccine mandates that DeSantis in Florida would have signed into law. So I'm wondering what you're going to do if you're in healthcare, because you're not going to be able to avoid the vaccine no matter where you go, because federal law trumps every other law. I mean, I would say, doesn't the 10th Amendment have something to say about that? Powers that are not specifically given the federal government devolve to the states? To me, that's a 10th Amendment issue. But I want to know what you're going to do, because a lot of people I know locally in healthcare who have had it with New York State have said, we're moving to free states. Now, that may be less of an option. So if you want to avoid the vaccine, you may have to get into, like, being a server at a restaurant. I mean, seriously. And I'm telling you already, the morale at hospitals is at rock bottom. So here's the deal. Paul Cambria was just on. And if you want to get on hold now, don't. Wait until about 4:35. I've got every line open right now. So if you call at 4:35, highly good chance you're going to get on the air, and you're not going to have to wait on hold that long. So, again, folks, I just try to be respectful of your time when you call in. I don't like keeping people on hold any longer than I have to. So That's just me trying to do you a solid. Yeah, I'd like to see full lines right now, but if you want to call, that's fine. Just understand it's going to be a few minutes before I can get to you. But if you call at 435, you should be okay. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. I will take your telephone calls and reactions to the Supreme Court mandate ruling. And here's the deal. First of all, there is some good news, and that is the mandate, the Biden mandate that required you, if you work at a business with 100 or more employees, must get vaccinated or submit a negative COVID test weekly to enter the workplace. It also required unvaccinated workers to wear masks indoors at work. That mandate has been shut down by the Supreme Court. If you are a healthcare worker, you are, well, in the legal term, S-O-L, blank out of luck. And we're going to get into that. But first, I want to get to somebody who is, I imagine, celebrating at least part of this ruling today. The guy who's kind of turned into the spokesperson for the Moog employees. You might remember some of the anti-mandate rallies they had when the weather was still somewhat tasteful. Matt Scheiber from Moog on WBEN. Matt, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
Well, first of all, you know, your overall reaction to the Supreme Court decision.
I mean, it's a breath of fresh air after listening to the hearings on last week. I was a little pessimistic going into the weekend, thinking that our Supreme Court justices don't know the Ninth and Tenth Amendment and don't understand the facts on the ground. So, but this is a big breath of fresh air.
So, what was the where were you when the decision came down at about 2:30? And where were you when you first heard about it?
I was in the middle of a meeting at work and wondering why my phone was exploding.
And when you related the news to your fellow workers, whose phones were probably also going crazy, what was the consensus? I presume you were at Moog?
Yeah, so overall, the atmosphere, everyone was jovial. And it's like I said, it's a relief to know we still have a long fight ahead of us because we still apply under the FAR clause. So we still are technically waiting to hear for the Sixth Circuit appeal for their decision. But this is great, showing which way the courts are already leaning.
Have your lawyers told you that today's decision by the Supreme Court makes any other decision moot because the Supreme Court is the highest court in the land?
We haven't had any conversation yet regarding that.
I mean, I wonder if that's something that is even going to be adjudicated upon in light of the highest court in the land already issuing its decision on the mandate.
Yeah, my personal view is that I'm pretty optimistic at our federal level, and now I'm starting to turn my personal attention towards Kathy Hochul in the state, knowing what's coming next.
What do you think is coming next from the state?
She's going to show us the power that she thinks she has of mandating it for state workers and all state businesses, would be my guess.
Which, of course, will be the subject of additional litigation. And, you know, I mean, obviously you guys are happy right now, but you have no, I'm glad you're bringing this up. You have no way of knowing what Kathy Hochul, the moderate Democrat when she was running for Congress and now her true lefty colors, her pink colors are showing. You don't know what she's going to do.
Yeah, at the end of the day, both state and federally, we need strong Congress people that will do their jobs and get out of this rule by fiat every 4 years and let governors and presidents edict federal mandate and then wait for the courts to hopefully side with the people.
We need well,
that'll speak up and do their job.
Well, yeah, maybe term limits would be a good idea for the assemblymen and senators in Albany, not just the other people that Kathy Hochul enumerated, and maybe also a good idea for Congress. But I guess we'll have to cross that bridge when we come to it. So the mood at Moog, I'm not trying to be alliterative, the mood at Moog is magical over this decision.
Yeah, we couldn't be more pleased with the way this outcome's going, and it gives us hope for the future for our case.
Was the morale, Matt, at Moog suffering from the time Biden announced the vaccine mandates? A lot of businesses lost employees when those mandates were announced.
Yeah, sticking with the alliteration, we were miserable and morose when he when he first announced it. But
sorry, I'm just moronic.
It's been an uphill battle ever since, and we're not going to stop. They threatened our livelihoods, so we're all in at this point.
All right, and which lawyers are you guys using to advance your cause in the other court?
Todd Aldinger and Ralph Lurie.
Todd's in court right now. That's why I can't get him on the show. And you probably can't get a hold of him either because they tend to frown on cell phone conversations in court. But that's a different story altogether. So you guys can celebrate. When do you expect, do you have any inside track information on when Kathy Hochul may issue a statewide edict that mirrors the mandate issued by Biden?
I don't have any inside information on that, but my personal belief is that speech is already written. It's just when, not if.
Very interesting. All right, Matt Schieber, is there anything that I should have asked you that I didn't about your situation at Moog and the Supreme Court striking down the mandate, the Biden mandate for employers of 100 or more?
No, I'm just thankful that you guys are keeping this in the forefront of the conversation. We're not out of the woods yet, but it's a big day and a step in the right direction to returning some liberties.
Well, I mean, it's not nearly as exciting as aerodynamic calculations, but, you know, we have fun with it. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Matt Schieber on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, I mean, Moog, folks, is a huge employer in the area, and a lot of people make a lot of damn good money at Moog. And so here I sit, and I want calls. My cell phone just blew up a minute. Hold up. Oh, okay. I'm not going to name this person. I know this person who is in healthcare who says, I'm not vaxxed but not boosted per Hochul's mandate. It's just so stupid. I'm calling every state senator and assemblyman I can to complain. Also called Hogan Willig. They're getting calls but not doing anything concrete yet. Medical staff. Got emails today from Catholic Health regarding the booster mandate, but no date was given in that email. And that is from an anonymous source within, I believe, Catholic Health. But if you are a healthcare worker, I wonder what you are going to do. And actually, I don't like to do this when I'm on the air, but I am going to take a second to text Dr. Jamie Obst. So pardon my slow texting technique. Can you come on to talk Supreme Court decision? Send. Okay. Now, the reason I did that is because Dr. Jamie Obst was a Sisters Hospital obstetrician. When the Catholic Health people said, you're either going to get the vaccine or you're going to be fired, Dr. Obst resigned her position because when you are a physician and you're going for licensure in another state, if you were fired and lost your privileges, you've got a lot more paperwork to fill out instead of if you resigned your position. So that's why she resigned, because she doesn't have to go through a million pages of documentation as to why she got fired and why she lost her privileges at a hospital. But remember, she was leaving New York State to go to Florida because the vaccine was not required in Florida. That was a New York State Kathy Hochul thing, where we made healthcare workers get vaccinated, and now we call them back with COVID to work on patients, which is just, it's so typically New York. But I'd love to hear what Dr. Obst has to say, if she has any regrets about her decision. Because even if Ron DeSantis in Florida has signed legislation banning vaccine mandates, as Paul Cambria said, the federal court decision takes precedence over state law. I don't know how it could with the 10th Amendment being in place, but, you know, I'm just a dummy without a law degree. All right, let's go to Jim on a cell phone on WBEN. Jim, you're on. Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I think, we got a window here from the Supreme Court, and unfortunately, I have to agree with your last caller that stated that, you know, Kathy Hochul's probably got a letter or some kind of speech already written to some kind of New York response. It's all in place if there's some way for her to do that. I don't understand why.
Well, if New York State had the power to put out an edict saying that unvaccinated people would be fired from their healthcare jobs, and not only that, but would not get unemployment or be eligible for COBRA healthcare, she certainly can issue a vaccine mandate. In fact, she, according to this information from Catholic Health has told its employees who are still there because they are vaccinated that now they need to get boosters. No date was given. And if you're in healthcare, this is a mixed bag. The people at Moog are happy. A lot of people in healthcare who are feeling very beaten up right now, they're miserable. And I don't know where they're going to go to practice. Guatemala?
Yeah. The one question I have is, if we can challenge us, the burden of having to prove that this vaccine actually helps people in order to enforce it?
They're going to do that by saying that there is statistical data that the non-vaccinated people are more likely to end up hospitalized than the vaccinated people. Although, quite frankly, the county health department, it's not exactly 90-10%. It's more like 60-40%. I mean, you know, about 40% of the people who are in the hospital pretty seriously sick are fully vaccinated. So when Biden talks about a epidemic of the unvaccinated, that's not really quite accurate. If it was 90% of the people in the hospital who across Erie County who were not vaccinated, you could say it's an epidemic of the a pandemic of the unvaccinated. But the figures are a lot closer to 60-40. Locally.
Yeah, I hear you on that. And if it's truly a pandemic of the unvaccinated, then how do you explain New York City, which is the city itself is like 95% vaccinated?
Well, easily, because Omicron is slipping past the vaccines, the boosters, and natural immunity from people like me who've already had COVID. I expect to get Omicron. I'm not worried about it.
I know, but Omicron isn't going to bring you to the hospital. I mean, at some point, we have to sit back and say, all right, we got to focus on people that are severe cases that are there in the hospital for COVID.
And we also need to focus on telling people to change their lifestyles so they are not such high risks. I mean, I'm sorry, but if you're super fat, and I'm not one to talk right now, but it's kind of not my fault. I can't do anything. I mean, seriously, more of a public health thrust. I thank you, Jim, for the phone call, brother. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Talking about the Supreme Court decision, good news for offices, bad news for healthcare workers. I did text Dr. Jamie Obst. I really like her, and I want to know what she has to say. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN as promised. Dennis in Buffalo, thank you for holding. I appreciate it.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, thank you for taking the calls. I'm a registered nurse, and now I can't I called a few places. Of course, I can't get a job now because of this stuff. And kind of I just want to make a statement more than anything that all the healthcare workers, no matter what level you are, doctor, nurse, whatever, how stupid could you be that you don't unify and just walk off the damn job and just say, you know what, you can't do this because you're setting a precedent. You should know better as a healthcare professional about forcing any type of medication, especially medication that's been on the market for 8 months. I mean, I just can't believe how stupid the people are. Just go because they're vaccinated. They think they're on the other side and they're all safe.
Well, my understanding of medical ethics is that you cannot abandon a patient. Even when you're doing CPR, you cannot abandon that patient until somebody of equal or higher healthcare rank arrives on the scene. And once you start, you're stuck with that patient. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, you are with that. Yeah, I'm kind of speaking off the tongue here a little bit, but it's just that I see no fight in any way. People got the vaccination. They're at enmity with the ones who don't have vaccinations, and that's the big problem.
And I think that's stupid. I am vaccinated. I don't, you know what? I support your right not to be vaccinated. And I don't understand this. These people who are, I guess, eggshell people. I'm not a real tough guy, but damn, there are some people who are genuinely living these sequestered monastic lives in fear of COVID. And I'm sorry, you can't avoid it. It's everywhere. When COVID first came out, I played things very close to the vest because I wasn't sure what the American numbers were going to be. However, about a month and a half after it came out, my tune on COVID changed dramatically because we had reliable statistics. We knew who was in danger and who wasn't, and that was during Alpha. And now with each succeeding variant, the fatality rate goes down. Omicron may actually be a natural immunity blessing conferred upon people because typically the symptoms are so mild. There are always the exceptions. If you want to hold on, Dennis, you may do so as a registered nurse. I'm aware of one local doctor. I'm not going to name him. Guy I've known quite a long time, but he is actually considering starting a group of healthcare professionals, including doctors, to basically fight the powers. Because there are doctors out there who feel as I do, and as many of you feel. Okay, now here's the deal, my friends. Again, I want to be honest and transparent. I've got a lot of people on hold right now. It's going to be about 10 minutes before I can start taking calls again because I've got a break. So in respect to your time, you can stay on hold or you can call back at about 5 minutes after 5 and I'll get you on the air. I just don't like being on hold any more than you do. You know, like when you call the doctor's office, you are number 19 in the queue. No, thank you. I don't like that. So I'm just trying to show you some respect. Anyway, it is, I know it's a new concept for me, but every now and again, you can change.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.